Happy birthday to Kirk Hammett from Metallica. He's 57 today.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip. Powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale. Connecticut's classic rock.
Back in 2003, Metallica put out the album Saint Anger, which was kind of weird. The drums are weird on that, aren't they? Well, you've probably never heard it. It didn't do that well with people, but it did well with critics. The album actually got a Grammy Award for Best Metal Performance. The song Saint Anger was the video was filmed in a place where people had a lot of anger, San Quentin State Prison in California. And Kirk Hammett from Metallica, the birthday boy, explains about the anger.
One of the concepts behind the song is that anger is not a bad thing, and it's healthy to express anger. A lot of people think that, you know, anger should be suppressed and shoved under the carpet, and that always leads to greater problems. This is basically addressing anger as a positive, healthy thing that can lead to resolution. I mean, that's one of the basic themes in the song.
Anger's good. That makes me angry. All right, let's start with the Motley Crue contract they signed with each other. They signed a contract in 2014 that says they're not going to tour anymore as Motley Crue. They're not doing it. And they all signed it. Now, we heard the second rumor that they're going on tour as long as Vince Neil loses 40 pounds and Tommy Lee goes to rehab. That doesn't sound like it really happened. But the rumors were dispelled by Vince Neil. Said the band gets along great, but they're not going to tour. Then Motley Man, that's somebody obviously made up name, the change.org petition that he set up got 13,500 signatures. What it says is, since the Netflix film The Dirt has put you in the spotlight and built a whole new generation of crew heads, we have a natural born right to see you on stage. So there. Then this happened. A rumor came out by Black Rose manager Mark Dedea, who says that they're going to go on tour, that Live Nation has offered him $150 million. I know Mark Dedea, and I would believe him over Motley Crue. The whole thing smells like a PR stunt. I think they're going to tour again.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.